What insights does 20th century French philosopher Gilles Deleuze offer on revenge? Well, those familiar with Deleuze's writings may recognize his admiration for the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche, who delves into how the spirit of revenge permeates the history of Western thought and shapes social customs. Deleuze, in his own way, embraces Nietzsche's alternative to a life dominated by the constant internal replay of grievances and their related externalizations. Nietzsche's concept of amor fati, the love of fate, the embrace of chance, the affirmation of life in the face of our nihilistic tendencies. Similar to amor fati, Deleuze suggests that we should strive to become worthy of the event. In essence, every unique set of circumstances in our lives, even the negative ones, harbors the potential for an adventure, an experiment, or a creative intervention. Instead of succumbing to the depths of failures and resentments, or even resting on the laurels of success for that matter, we elevate our existence to a grand endeavor by engendering a spirit of play. However, flourishing in these moments does not entail indulging in fantasies that inflate our ego, nor does it involve asserting an entrenched sense of individuality. For Deleuze, being worthy of the event entails dissipating ourselves a little, exploring a refreshed sensibility that expands beyond the personal realm. Deleuze contends that it is this kind of depersonalization, when we stretch our skin like the head of a drum, that the great politics commences, a prospect of living in common that ultimately transcends the alienating and destructive egoism prevalent in our social construct, one marked by burdensome debts, contractual relations, and severe punishments, all of which stem, in some way, from the spirit of vengeance. But what exactly does it mean to become worthy of the event? Isn't merely being alive already sufficient to be considered worthy? The crux of Deleuzian affirmation lies not in acquiescing to any given set of circumstances, but in knowing that the power to counteractualize what suppresses or rejects life resides within the entirety of even the most negative event. In other words, even catastrophes unleash a cascade of potential pathways, multiple meanings, and new perspectives. We can resist the impulse to respond or act in ways that invoke the spirit of revenge, including scapegoating, blaming, and self-harm. And these expressions aren't always immediately obvious. For instance, the spirit of revenge often reveals itself when we repeatedly reenact our personal traumas or indulge in autobiographies in which we diminish ourselves or succumb to negativity. Conversely, engaging in various artistic endeavors allows us to intervene in these narratives in a manner that doesn't suppress them, but rather intensifies them, ruptures them, and enables us to explore a spectrum of experiences that lie beyond our conventional, linear understanding of our life events. This aspect of becoming worthy of the event is crucial. By embodying a different perception of time, one that isn't constrained by the conventional notion of linear time, we transform our relationship with events. Deleuze's theory of time is a complex subject, perhaps a concept suited for its own video, but it's also perhaps one of his most essential concepts for grounding an ethics which refuses the impulse towards revenge. In the end, becoming worthy of the event entails affirming the manifold aspects of an event. It is the diversity of the event and its nonlinear temporality, realized through creative acts, that enables us to overcome resentment and guilt. Hey, thanks for listening and subscribing. If you want to know more about this area of Deleuze's research, you'll need to check out The Logic of Sense. Also, check out Asset Horizon's Patreon account, where we host reading groups, which often feature the work of Deleuze and Guattari. Or support us by clicking on any of the links on screen now to purchase our publications or merchandise. Thanks again.